Hello. Hello.
Hey, Chet. It's Dennis calling you back.
Yes, sir. What did you find out, buddy?
You know what? You're able to do your tiling tax exempt because you have a MCC number, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, that's because the $910 on there is actually the sales tax. So if you have your MCC number, if you can give that to me, I'll have them remove the sales tax. That's what the issue was there. That was the deal. It's still. To get it expedited, it's actually $125. I guess it's $95 for the regular title in St. Clair County.
Mm-hmm.
But then just to expedite it, it'd be a total of $125. But I figured you're okay with that. Versus.
Yeah, I can live with that. Yeah, you need my MCC number?
Yeah, sure do. Then I'll have them give the right number to us.
249-7722.
229-7722. Alrighty.
Correct.
And I'm gonna have them try to get off their ass and get this over to you as soon as possible for you.
Okay. And what interest rate did we end up with on this deal? I mean, you know, I don't remember seeing anything.
Well, they don't put the APR in here because it's called an equipment finance agreement, so it's actually a lease per se, but it's not. At least where it has a dollar buyout or a term residual or anything like that, you actually own the trailers once they're paid for, so there's no buyout at the end. But let me look into it real quick for you.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't understand it. Like it didn't show an interest rate, and then it showed 36 payments due, plus a first and last payment, but it still showed 36 after that. So it's pretty confusing to me.
No, I hear you. No, it's you've already made your first two, so that's going towards the loan itself. So you're paying 34 from here on out. But let's see here. So the way you figure it would be. So it was 1,051.51. Let me just look directly at your loan documents. There they are. Okay, yeah, so it's $1,051.59 is the monthly payment. So the way you figure the interest on here is you'll go with 1,051.59. times 36 months equals 37,857.24. You subtract that by the actual loan amount, which was 27,000. Where's that at? 27,724.62. So that's your total interest. You divide that by 3. And you divide that by the actual loan amount, which is 27,724.62. That equals. It comes out to 8.025.
8.25.
Well, 8.025.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, I can live with that if that's what it actually comes out to.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at right here, so.
Okay. All right, well, I can live with that.
Yeah, but on these on equipment finance agreements, it's frustrating for me, too, because I never put the actual, there's not an APR, it's not figured that way. So, because you're not accruing any more interest over time or anything like that, it's just a payment.
Okay. Okay. Now, if there's not any early payoff, if I want to pay them off in 6 months, I just pay off what I owe. I don't have to pay off a bunch of interest. Is that correct?
From what I understand, I think it's a little bit longer than 6. I would just call me in 9 months. But if you want to pay it off early, they're not going to charge you any extra to pay it off. I mean, it's not like a mortgage where you have, if you paid off early in 3 years or something like that. But but I do believe the interest would actually still be applied to it in 6 months.
The full amount of the interest for the term of the loan?
I mean, I'm sure there's some sort of early payoff benefit. I'll look through your loan documents and see if I can find what it is. This is actually a company called Blue Bridge that has been trying to get us to syndicate through them for a while, so we thought we'd give it a shot, and they claim to have good rates and great service, and obviously, I mean, the rate's all right, but their service has been not very impressive.
Yeah, right, then horrible. Well, see, what I'm getting at, Dennis, I might want to sell one of these trailers, and, you know, it looks to me like this interest rate is basically $10,000. So let's say if I want to sell them in 6 months or 1 hour or whatever the case. Yeah, I don't want to have to say, okay, I sold my trailers, and now I got to pay $10,000 interest because I financed them with you people. I don't want to do that.
Right.
I want to pay for the interest that I might use the money, and, that'll be that.
Gotcha. Yeah, let me see if there's something I can find on the loan documents that actually says.
Yeah, do that. See what you can find out. Get back to me.
Okay.
Thank you.
You too.